We will be reading this morning from the Gospel of John, chapter 6. John, chapter 6, if you want to follow along with me. And I begin reading with verse 60. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ was teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum, a city named Capernaum. And it says in verse 60 and 61, many, therefore, of his disciples, or that is, those who seem to be believers, disciples, when they heard this, when they heard what he just said, they said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" And the Lord knew in himself that his disciples murmured, and he said unto them, "Does this offend you?" And then down in verse 66, it says, after he said some other thing, that verse 66 says, "At that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." In other words, they rejected what he said. They did not believe what he had been saying, and they rejected and walked no more with him. They didn't believe him. Now, what did he say? What were these hard sayings? They said, "This is a hard saying." What was it that offended them? What was it he said that most did not believe and most rejected? Well, most do not believe and most reject the same things today, the same things that he said: who God is, who the Father really is, God's sovereign will, God's sovereign choice of persons, Jesus Christ's absolute power over all flesh, Christ deity, Christ's particular work of redemption for those chosen people. Now, the Lord had just fed 5,000 persons. Well, more than that, 5,000 men, as well as women and children. He just fed that many people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And all that saw this, all that were present, said in verse 14 of this same chapter, "This is he. This is the one. This is the prophet." They believed in him. And then later they watched his disciples get in a boat and go across the Sea of Galilee. But Christ, they saw him stay behind. But the next day, the Lord was on the other side of the sea, and he had not taken a boat across. And they were amazed by this, and many believed in him for these miracles. But the Lord said in verse 26 of chapter 6, he said, "You seek me not because you saw the miracles," or that is, not just for what you've seen me do, but basically because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. "You seek me because you got your belly filled." And so many today are religious for what they can get out of God. Healings and miracles and material things. Well, they said a little while later, they said, "Show us a sign. Show us something. Do something special and we'll really believe you." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, listen to me very carefully. The Lord Jesus Christ did not walk this planet trying to get anyone to believe in him or to believe in God. No, no. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they will follow me." So he did not walk this planet trying to get anyone to believe in him or believe in God. Nor is he trying today to get anyone to believe. Well, anyway, they said, "Moses did a miracle. It rained bread. Moses gave us bread. We saw bread actually come from the sky. Moses did that." And Christ said, "Moses didn't do that. My Father did it." And then he said this, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And then they said to him, "What are you talking about, bread come down from heaven?" And then they said, "Well, give us bread that we won't ever go hungry again. Show us a sign. Give us, provide our needs from now on. We'll believe in you. We'll believe in Jesus if you give us everything we need from this day forward. We'll believe in you." They were talking about financial prosperity and provisions. Well, then the Lord began to tell them what they were and who God is and who He was, who Christ is, and why He came. And after He finished talking, they were upset and they rejected Him. Well, what did He say? Now, let's listen to what the Lord says here in John chapter 6. I hope you're looking at this, or at least listening very carefully as I read from John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 36. He said, "I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not." He said, you see me. You see a man named Jesus, a miracle worker, a prophet, but you believe not. You really don't believe who I am. Over in chapter 8, He said to some of those Pharisees, He said, if you believe not that I am, you shall die in your sins. That's John 8:24. If you believe not that I am, that's the same name which Moses heard on Mount Sinai. I am, that is God. Many, if not most, do not believe that Jesus, that man named Jesus that walked this planet, is none other than the creator of this planet. Well, He said, if you believe not that I am, He said, you've seen me, you see Jesus, but you really do not believe that I am, that I am. Well, you really don't believe. Now, the next verse, John 6, verse 37, is often misquoted. I hear this misquoted so very much. Preachers are the worst. Misquoting this verse, quoting only half of this verse. Have you ever heard this verse? This is the way most read it. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Have you ever heard that? Well, that's not all of that verse. You see, half the truth is a lie, is it not? Half of a verse is a lie, is it not? Half the gospel is no gospel at all. Let's listen to what the Lord said completely. Now, He said, you have seen me. You see Jesus. You see this miracle worker. You see this one you say is a prophet. You believe not. Verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Did you hear that? And He said it just like He said it. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. All that the Father giveth me. What's He talking about? Well, it's very clear. The whole Scriptures are full of God's sovereign choice or election of persons. I read from Ephesians chapter 1, in which the Apostle Paul is writing, he says, to the saints and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. He's talking to believers. And in verse 4, he says, it is according as He hath chosen us, as God hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, that is, made children by Jesus Christ to Himself, and it's according to the good pleasure of God's will, not man's will, God's will. God's choice, not man's choice. And it's before the foundation of the world, He said. Now, what could be clearer? What could be plainer? That God chose some. That God predestinated these to be His children. God gave them to Christ. He said, all that the Father giveth me. Well, God gave these persons to Christ to save them, to come to this earth and save them. You see, they're lost. They need saving. They're dead. They need raising. That's just what He goes on to say here. I'll raise them up. He's the shepherd, given a sheep by the great owner of all things, given sheep. And all are not sheep. Some are goats, but given sheep to feed, to guide, to protect, to die for, to bring home. This is the whole chapter of John, chapter 10, is speaking of Christ being the good shepherd, knowing his sheep, and they're known of him. And he knows them, and they know him. Well, he said the Father chose some to be his children, having predestinated them unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. He gave them to me, he said. He gave them for me to come to earth and to save them by my righteous life, making them holy, my death, paying for their judgment. And then later Christ said in John 14 through 16 that he sends the Holy Spirit, God sends the Holy Spirit to call every one of those elect sheep, to call them. That's the shepherd's voice. The gospel is the shepherd's voice. And all of the sheep hear it. What gospel? Well, what is being preached right now. And all of these elect sheep given to Christ by the Father hear this gospel, repent of their sins, believe Christ, that is, come to Christ by faith. And that's why he said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. They will believe me. They will trust me. They will repent of their sins and see their need of Christ and confess him. By the work of God, the power of God. And in verse 44, look down at verse 44, he said, no man can come to me. No man can believe. No man can repent. No man can see his need of Christ. No man can come to me, he says, except the Father which hath sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day, that one who's drawn. No man can except sovereignly chosen, sovereignly made to do so. Do I hear anyone murmuring right now at these things? Anyone out there who's listening to this right now, do I hear someone say, but, murmuring? But what about man's will? What about this? What about that? Whosoever will. Well, they did the same thing back then when Christ said this. In verse 43, Jesus answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. If there's anything clearer in Scriptures, I don't know what it is, that man is dead in sins, he must be raised. That with man, salvation is impossible. With the flesh, it's impossible. That man will not seek God, will not believe, unless God causes him to do so. Oh, this is written over and over again. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, the natural man receiveth not the things which are of God. They're foolishness to him, neither can he know them. For they are spiritually discerned. And he said previous to that, that God hath revealed these things unto us, unto believers, by his Spirit. What's the point, preacher? Well, the point is God's glory, not man's glory. God's choice, not man's. God's power, not man's. God's will, not man's. Christ's work, not man's. Christ's blood, not man's faith. Well, verse 38 through 40, our Lord says, I came down to do the will of him that sent me, and this is the will, the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing. I'll raise them all up at the last day. Father's will, all given to me, none lost. All chosen, all given to Christ, all he died for, all he lived for, will be saved. Murmur, 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 they did. Murmur, murmur, murmur. And he went on to say again in verse, after it was all over, verse 65, he said, I said unto you, no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. These are hard sayings, they said. We don't like this. We don't believe this. God choosing and God's power and man's inability and Christ's absolute sovereignty. We don't believe this. Well, he turned to his true disciples, Peter and the rest, and said, will you leave? They said, no, this is life. These are words of life. And we believe, according to the working of God's mighty power. What about you, hearer? What about you? Until next Sunday, good day.